Chapter 10 Taking a Bow.
I just can't believe it,
Ray told Aunt Jane and the Aldens on opening night. They were gathered in Fern's dressing room during intermission.
Tickets have been selling like hotcakes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Said Fern, who was sitting at her dressing table.
The play sold out right through the summer.
She pulled out a tissue and blotted her lipstick. Violet's eyes were shining.
That's great news.
When the truth came out about Trisha Jenkins,
said Ray,
I was afraid nobody would come near the theater.
That worried me, too.
Aunt Jane nodded.
But thank goodness, the newspaper put a great spin on everything.
The Aldens grinned as Henry pointed to the headline, Two Mysteries for the Price of One. The report described how Trisha tried to steal Alice Duncan's play, and how the Aldens had pieced together clues and cracked the case. Fern powdered her nose. That article really caught the public's interest. But the children knew the mystery wasn't fully explained. They still weren't sure who was behind all the ghostly pranks at the theater. Henry had a question.
There's something I don't understand, Fern. If you really believe the theater was haunted, why did you keep coming here?
Oh, it wasn't easy, Henry, Fern told him. I even broke out in a nervous rash. See?
She pushed up her sleeve.
But you know what they say, the show must go on.
Henry looked at Jesse. Jesse nodded. Fern really believed the theater was haunted. It wasn't just an act.
I knew you wouldn't let everyone down, Fern, said Ray. And you must admit, we sure got some good publicity out of those ghostly pranks.
Is that why you told the newspaper about the popcorn, Ray?
Asked Henry.
Yes.
Ray nodded.
When I met the reporter that morning at the diner, I told him everything. I figured I'd give him something worth writing about. I didn't want the article buried somewhere in the back pages. And it did the trick, too,
he added proudly.
That story made front page news.
Benny, who had been listening with a puzzled frown, suddenly spoke up.
But you met with the reporter before we even saw the spilled popcorn.
The Aldens looked at each other. Something didn't add up. How could Ray mention something he hadn't even seen?
Well,
Ray struggled to find something to say. Then he took a deep breath and said,
I guess you found me out.
What are you saying, Ray?
Aunt Jane looked puzzled.
I'm saying I was behind all those practical jokes.
What? Fern stared at the director. She paused as if she couldn't quite believe what she had heard.
You tried to scare me?
It's not what you think, Fern, Ray told her. I never meant to scare you. I even made sure you wouldn't be at the theater to see the spilled popcorn.
That's why you wanted Fern to get her beauty sleep that morning,
guessed Jessie.
But why?
Aunt Jane questioned.
Why would you try to fool everyone?
I love my job, Ray said. And I was afraid I'd lose it if the theater shut down.
I don't understand.
Aunt Jane shook her head in bewilderment.
What does that have to do with fooling everyone?
Henry was ready with an answer.
It was a publicity stunt, wasn't it?
Yes, I thought it'd make headlines. And it did.
Ray shrugged a little.
So, there you have it. I'm guilty as charged.
Honestly, Ray? Fern rolled her eyes. Alice wrote a brilliant play. Tickets would have sold without any help from you.
And Fern's wowing the audience, put in Aunt Jane.
Ray couldn't argue.
You're right, he said. We didn't need gimmicks to drum up ticket sales. I know that now.
You did everything then?
Asked Benny, who still couldn't get over it.
The popcorn, the hat hanging from the chandelier, the...
Not quite everything,
Ray corrected.
I wasn't responsible for the missing tapes. That was all Trisha's doing.
Jesse nodded.
No wonder you looked so shocked when Benny found the tapes under his seat.
I knew I hadn't put them there,
Ray said, chuckling to himself.
It had me wondering if the theater really was haunted.
I guess you got a taste of your own medicine.
Fern gave him a sideways glance. Didn't you, Ray?
Yes, I guess I did.
Ray turned to the actress.
Can you ever forgive me for what I've done, Fern?
He asked sheepishly. Fern folded her arms in front of her and looked away without answering.
Come on, Ray pleaded. Don't be like that.
For the life of me, Fern said, shaking her head. I don't know why I should forgive you. Then a slow smile began to curl her lips. But all's well that ends well, I suppose, she said, softening a little. Just then, there was a knock at the door. A muffled voice announced,
2 minutes, Miss Robson.
While Aunt Jane and the Aldens watched the rest of the play from the wings, Ray whispered,
I'm glad the truth is out about those pranks. It's a load off my mind.
The truth is out about Alice Duncan, too, added Aunt Jane. Now everybody knows who really won the contest.
Thanks to the Aldens, said Ray.
When the curtain went down, Aunt Jane turned to the director.
I think you have a real hit on your hands, she said,
while a thunder of applause filled the theater. As Fern took a bow, she gestured for the Aldens to join her on center stage.
That's your cue, kids, Ray said, urging them on.
The four children came out from the wings just as Fern announced, I give you Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny. With the audience cheering, the Aldens took a bow. We hope you've enjoyed The Ghost in the First Row, an Oasis Audio production, directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Text copyright 2007 by Albert Whitman & Company. Production copyright 2014 by Oasis Audio, under arrangement with Albert Whitman & Company. Oasis Audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold and on our website, oasisaudio.com.